The Buddha himself was quite clear that sense experience can in fact be used on the path. There's a very, very famous teaching, very early Buddhist teaching, to somebody named Bhāhya. Bhāhya was a man who urgently wanted to hear a pith, an essential teaching, a liberating teaching from the Buddha. He was very concerned that he could easily die, that the Buddha could easily die, and he wanted to hear the teaching. So the Buddha said, after Bahia's entreaty, he said, Bhāhya, this is how you should train yourself. In the seen, only the seen. In the heard, only the heard. In the sensed, only the sensed. In the perceived, only the perceived. When you have achieved this, you will not be with that. When you are not with that, you will not be in that. When you are not in that, then, Bhāhya, you will be neither here nor there, nor in between the two. Just this is liberation from suffering. Extraordinarily pithy and direct teaching, and one of those teachings that you really need to go away and ponder to try and see what the Buddha is pointing to. Bhāhya saw immediately. He was enlightened there and then on the spot. And what this teaching of the Buddha is evoking, of course, is the practice of what you might call pure sensing. You're just seeing purely, hearing purely. All the other senses, the sense of smell, the sense of taste, touch, the sense of perceiving, even thinking, even imagining, you're bringing a complete purity to that. You see, you hear, without what they call mental proliferation of any kind. This is what's known as prapancha, technically, which means literally proliferation, mental proliferation, emotional proliferation. What we usually do when we see, when we hear, we kind of work it all up. Our mind goes off and works it all up. And in particular, what we work the pure sense experience into is a self and an other, directly opposed to one another, into grasper and grasped. And out of this, you get attachment, aversion, and so on. So we need to move in our Buddhist practice towards what you might call pure experiencing. Although actually, you can't really say that because experience implies a self and another. And the Buddha says, actually, where you get to is no here, no there. But yes, this you need to practice this pure sensing. So we need to harness our sense experience, use it on the path, use it as a path. Use the senses to attain enlightenment. You're not going to find enlightenment anywhere else but in this human body, in these senses. So on these men's events, we're exploring this huge field over this throughout the year. It's a huge field, the doors of perception, the realm of the senses, because it's all of life, after all. And we can only open up to directions. We only hope to open up directions. We can only hope to provoke, to stimulate. So this weekend, we're in the realm of hearing. We're in the realm of listening. We're in the realm of sound.